Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, Bob Uecker passed away at the age of 90. He has been a legendary baseball announcer. He played for the Cardinals, of course, has been calling games for the Brewers for a long time. But he was beyond that. He was on Johnny Carson's show 100 times, did these Miller Lite commercials. You know, Sue, I was thinking about this. I wonder if they have a computation of how much money Bob Uecker made for Miller Brewing Company.
You know, one of the best things about being an ex-big leaguer is getting freebies to the game. Call the front office, bingo. And once these fans recognize me, I probably won't even have to pay for my life here for Miller. I love them. These fans know I drink light because it's less filling and it tastes great. Good seats, huh?
You're in the wrong seat, buddy. Come on.
Oh! I must be in the front row.
Yeah, there you go.
Light beer from Miller.
I must be in the front row. When Miller Park was opened, which is now some other blah, blah, I don't even know what it is, they had the Euchre seats behind home plate, way up in the upper deck, and they were obstructed view, and I think you can get them for like $5 or something like that. My old buddy Bill Michaels, who is known as the Big Unit, he's a big sports personality up in Wisconsin. We worked together with Bob at WTMJ. I thought I'd call him into service again this afternoon to talk a little bit about Mr. Euchre. Bill, how are you this afternoon? Happy New Year.
I am doing good. It's, you could have, obviously put a black cloud over the state of Wisconsin today. It's a very sad day when you lose an icon. I would imagine it's probably the same when, Jack Buck, retired and then passed away. There's icons in the world of sports that broadcast games, and specifically the romance of baseball. And when you lose a guy like Bob Uecker, we kind of said today, the soundtrack of your summer and of your youth is now gone, and that chapter in your life is now closed, sadly enough. And that's kind of the way it feels here today.
Very similar to what St. Louis felt with Jack Buck, because there was that connection, and Bob was so much Milwaukee. And I've said this, and Bill, you know this, he was just flat out the damn funniest person I've ever been around.
Without a doubt, he could take anything, any moment, any circumstance, and turn it into something. He was that quick-witted. And you don't need to look any further than, we were watching some of the old WWE. Don't forget, he's the only guy that's in Baseball Hall of Fame and the WWE Hall of Fame.
I think I had forgotten
as well.
About that.
Yeah. So when you see him doing WrestleMania and then interviewing Andre the Giant, and Andre the Giant's got his hand on Bob's shoulder. He comes up behind him. He puts his hand on his shoulder. And Bob quickly turns around and says, "Can you get your foot off my shoulder?" Because his hand was so big.
Yeah.
That's how quick a wit he was, And it's just, whether you sat down and you talked to Bob and you had dinner with him and you shared some insights and talked some baseball or just talked about family life, or you had a chance to listen to his broadcast or listen to him when he was, quote, like on, it was just such a pleasure.
Well,
I
did the fishing tournament for many years. You did the fishing tournament, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I was on his boat a couple of times and then on other boats, but we always had a great time after the fact.
You know, one of the things I was talking about, I couldn't find audio of this. You remember, Bill, when they were in the American League, and I don't know if you were there at that time, but they would go this would have been the National League. They'd go to Montreal before it was Washington, and he would do like an entire inning with Jimmy Powell with a Canadian-French accent, and it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. He could do so much, and he would remember. Were you by chance still here when he was out in California and they had the furry convention?
I don't think
so. In their hotel?
No.
Oh my God, it was one of the most hilarious things ever in the history of radio. And he was playing very naive and very stupid about furry people. And he was going on and on about it and kept asking Jim Powell. And Jim Powell couldn't breathe at this point. He's laughing so hard. And then it was like, oh, by the way, you know, strike three on the outside corner, you know. And it was just, it's iconic. It just, because remember, Mark, you know, every year when the programs come out, every team has the face of their franchise, a player, a pitcher, whatever. There's always a player of some type on the cover of the media guide or the team. Bob was, I remember getting a phone call from Rob Butcher, who was the media relations director for Cincinnati at the time. And he called me and said, what the heck, Bill? And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, the cover of your media guide is Bob Uecker. And I said, well, that's the only thing we got here because our team sucked at the time. It was so bad. But Bob became such a face that he was the face of the media guide, not a program when you walk through the gate and they're selling the programs, but the media guide for an entire season. That's how big of an icon he was.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, the other thing, you go back to the time, the Brewers in the modern era have been very competitive. But when we were there working together, certainly late 90s, early 2000s, when they crossed over, I was excited, of course, that they would play the Cardinals in the National League. But when the team would get to about August, Bill, I'd say there was nothing on the line. Maybe it was even July.
Right.
But Bob would just tell story. He would segue, especially August into September, and he'd do this in spring training too, in just the legendary storytelling. I don't know how, and Shannon did this too, I don't know how they remembered all those stories, you know, so well, because I can't remember what happened yesterday, but that was the brilliance of Bob Uecker. And we should point out, he was a great baseball announcer. When the time called for him to be dialed in to call the games and to take baseball seriously, there was nobody better. He was among the best.
No, I completely agree with you. And I'll tell you a quick story, a quick Bob story that I've never forgotten. It still makes me laugh to this day. But it was the end of County Stadium, and it was the week before they did the Lights Out soliloquy. And there was a guy, and if you know Bob, Bob hated people that embellished on the national anthem. He just wanted you to sing it the way it was written, and in honor of not only the national anthem, but to get it done. He just wanted it done. So there was this guy. It was a Sunday afternoon. It was sunny. It was hot. We're sitting. You remember the old Loge level? Because for those that don't know, the press box was really tiny at County Stadium. So the media had to sit outside in front of the press box on what was like this overhang. It was almost like a little outdoor.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Yep.
It was terrible. So I would used to sit right in front of Bob. That's where my seat was. I mean, literally in front of him and Jim Powell. And I'm sitting there with another guy from up here named Chuck Freeman. And this guy starts out, and they introduce him, and there's only about 7,000 people there because nobody gave a crap about Brewers baseball at that point as far as spending your money to go see a terrible team. So this guy starts to sing, and he starts out with, oh, 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 and I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. And I can hear Bob go, oh, like just this groan, right? So this guy finishes up, and this guy's family's there. This guy's dressed to the nines. Like, he just came from church. I mean, his family is there and everything. And Bob leans back in his chair and very loudly yells, well, back here in the fifth inning, over to you, Jim, and then leans back and away. So when the family turns around, the only person sitting there is me. They look at me like I'm like what kind of a jerk I am for kind of giving this guy grief for being so long-winded when it comes to the national anthem. So they're kind of looking snidely up at me, and you know, one, I think his dad sent something to me. I don't know what it was, because at this point I'm trying to avoid the whole situation by turning around. So about the third inning, popcorn starts coming in, hitting me in the head and over my shoulder. And there's Bob leaning out because he had already thrown it over to Jim Powell for the third inning. And he leans over and he goes, hey, buddy, Billy. And because he never called anybody, by the regular name. It was always,
hey, Mark, how you doing? Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, buddy,
right.
You know,
exactly.
Right. So he leans over and he goes, hey, Billy, Billy. And then he drops one on me and he goes, yeah, I effed you there, didn't I?
And I can hear him doing that. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah,
that was it. Well, look,
that was Bob.
And there's some things I could share personally, and I'm sure you can too, that's maybe not appropriate for the radio. I do remember being in that damn booth, though, when he was calling games, and he was excited. Not always had the mic off. I remember one time, Bill, we had a clip of something that shouldn't have got on the air, but he was really good at turning that mic off, and you wouldn't believe what he would say when the mic wasn't on, when the baseball game was going on. I've seen other broadcasters do that, but none as exceptionally well as Bob Uecker. And I think you can also, as a fan, I'm a fan of profanity. He used profanity exceptionally well, not on the broadcast, of course, but in person. He and Norm Stewart,
right,
I think, are the two people that I'm most fond of when it comes to profanity. But you lost a legend up there. There's no doubt about that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it's a very somber day, to say the very least, here in the state of Wisconsin. And everybody loved him. Everybody loved his stories. And however you loved him, that void is very evident here today, no doubt about it.
Well, Bill, thanks for coming on. And unfortunately, I think I only have you on these days when people die they're in the sports world. But I appreciate it. I'm bummed that the Packers are not in the second round of the playoffs, but they were up against it last week. And I think the future is bright for the Pack. So we'll see what happens during the draft.
Right. Yep, no doubt. We're kind of optimistic, waiting for next year to be the year. And you hate to say that, but this year was a very, very much a disappointment, no doubt about it.
It happens. All right, Big Unit, good to hook up with you. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. All right, talk
Bill,
to you soon.
Take care. The former commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, issued a statement today. Bud and Bob were extremely close. Of course, Bud Selig owned the Milwaukee Brewers. He said, "I'm heartbroken with the loss of my dear lifelong friend, Bob Uecker. I can't begin to describe how much he meant to me, let alone what this loss is for Brewers fans, the state of Wisconsin, and countless others worldwide. Bob had the easiest way of making others feel at ease, share a laugh, and always left people feeling a little better. Nobody was his equal." I would agree with that. "I'm so grateful Bob's friendship was a constant presence throughout most of my life for over 50 years. Rarely did a day pass where we missed a conversation, a sharing of stories, and countless laughs. This cannot be replaced and is a giant loss, but I'm lucky to have experienced that kind of enduring friendship." You know, I don't know, Sue, I don't remember if the Cardinals did this with Mike and with Jack Buck, but Bob Uecker never had a contract. He worked.
Really?
He just kept, you know, Bud would ask him or Wendy would say, "Bob, you coming back? I'm coming back." Never a contract.
Wow.
Unique. We'll talk more about that during Audio Cut of the Day. Wow. We got Kill Meat coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.